Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. I'm Allison Klein. Today, I'm joined by Paul Turner, Chief Marketing Officer at Cloudian. Welcome, Paul.
Thank you so much. Great to be here.
Paul, I don't think you've ever been on Chip Chat before, so why don't we just start with a quick introduction of Cloudian and your role in the compute industry.
So what we deliver is software-defined storage. We use commodity Intel servers, and we build these into a scale-out storage platform for really the growth, the unstructured data. And there's huge volumes of unstructured data. I'm CMO at Cloudian. I run all of the product management and planning as well as the outbound marketing activity.
What are you seeing in the market that's most interesting to what Cloudian is bringing in terms of solution capability?
So I think one of the most interesting is the growth of unstructured data. It's estimated by IDC that 70 to 80% of all of the growth of data storage needs is unstructured data growth. Clearly, we've got to deliver different types of platforms for that. You've got flash happening at the extreme transactional processing, database-like traffic. Those arrays and built into the server, the flash and in-memory technologies are helping those. But for the capacity and bulk data, we need a different paradigm of storage. And what we deliver is looking at a scale-out storage platform, make it server-based, take commodity servers, Intel chip-based designs, and really roll those into scalable storage platforms.
What have customers seen as unique in the HyperStore products that you're bringing to market?
So what customers are looking for is the ability to grow on demand, whether it's backups, archives, media streams and media content, and then you think of Internet of Things. All of these are unpredictable in terms of the volume and data growth. So one of the key aspects that we bring to this is the ability to grow on demand. You're able to add data and storage nodes as you need to on the fly as your data grows. So it's very flexible. It allows people to actually do it at a very reasonable cost because you're doing it on commodity servers to really make it much more lower cost than traditional storage. And you're giving this flexibility that it will grow with the demands of your business.
When you look at the collaboration with Intel, I know that you're using the Xeon D processors, which we launched this week. Can you talk a little bit about the choice of Xeon D and why you chose that for your solution?
We don't need a huge amount of compute power and density. We need sufficient, but we do need the ability then to scale many, many nodes. And what Xeon D gives us is the ability to have a very dense footprint design. Today, our rack designs go up to 4 petabytes of storage in a single data center rack. As we look forward with new server architectures based on Xeon D, we expect we'll be able to push that density even more. And of course, the second piece that really helps us on Xeon D, which is critical for customers, is the system's operational cost must be maintained at a very low factor as well. It's not just about the initial capital acquisition cost. It's got to be low operational cost. And the power efficiency of the processor, where we're looking at a system on a chip design, all of the essential components of the system are included for us, really brings down the cost of the system.
You're reducing costs, you're reducing energy consumption while keeping that performance where it needs to be. What was the integration like? And tell me a little bit about the design process for a system like this.
The integration was actually quite straightforward. We actually did some testing with Quanta recently. We actually have a certification paper that's available now, which actually used a full qualification across 20 nodes. So this was a scale-out storage system with 20 different server blades, all running HyperStore. Our system runs Cassandra on every one of the nodes. That's what we use for our metadata and data nodes. And then the node itself also has a very dense storage capability. So as we looked at the Xeon D, we took these systems in conjunction with Quanta, and we did a full qualification of our platform. We ran all of our benchmarks against it to validate that the platform ran correctly. And everything ran well, which was really good, really impressive, and what we want to see out of Intel.
As you bring this solution to market, can you tell me a little bit about the more innovative features that you're particularly pleased with?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, what customers are looking for is, one, that they must be able to run a set of applications against this system. And for that, the most common application environment out there is the Amazon S3-based interface. There's over 400 applications that support that interface today. And every one of those can run against our storage platform and are guaranteed to be compatible. And then the second thing, it's not just about cost and efficiency of the storage environment. People are also looking at this being resilient. storage must never fail. And if it does fail, it must be able to be resilient to that failure and be able to recover and keep the storage system running and operating at all time, what we like to call forever storage. And for that, we actually do some smart techniques on how we protect the data, like erasure coding is built into the platform to distribute the data across many nodes. It's like a RAIN system, a redundant array of inexpensive nodes, versus a RAID system, which is just inexpensive disks. So we spread data across many nodes, and we can protect then from multiple node failures or even data center failures.
Can you share anything around early customer advancements with the platform?
The platform's not released yet from the Quanta side. So while we've got the designs and the specs and we've done the initial platform releases, we haven't released it yet. But we have been doing this testing in conjunction with one of our customers, actually Scale Matrix. We took what their data needs are and their storage needs. They're a very big service provider who's running a cloud services, and they're using Cloudian and Intel design servers for this scale-out storage platform that will go to many petabytes in scale. So we've based all of our testing on work with them, and what they're looking at is power-efficient data center designs that bring down operational costs. And then they want the scale-out capability that our platform brings so that they can really grow their business as their needs grow.
Paul, it's been lovely talking with you today. Can you just share a URL where folks can find more information out?
www.cloudian.com, C-L-O-U-D-I-A-N. And also you can reach out to us on Twitter at Cloudian Storage.
Thanks so much for being on the program today.
Yeah, thank you.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.